At this time, the Columbia Broadcasting System takes you to London for the special Empire Day address of King George VI.
Part of the world to fight in this war, along with my brothers in arms. Ahead of us is a job of work. We are going to do that job of work, and nothing in life or death can stop us. We've come of our own free will. Seamen, soldiers, airmen. We've come from the cities, from the plains, from the islands, even from the edge of the Arctic. We've come from all parts of the British world. We've all of us come by sea, that great highway which will forever be used by the sons and daughters of free men and women. We are brothers in arms, with one faith, one cause, one king.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are hearing now is a special news program coming to you from London. We return you to that point for the special Empire Day address of King George VI.
On Empire Day, His Majesty the King speaks to his people at home and overseas. His Majesty the King.
On Empire Day, last year, I spoke to you, the people of the Empire, from Winnipeg in the heart of Canada. We were at peace. On that Empire Day, I spoke of the ideals of freedom, justice, and peace upon which our commonwealth of free peoples is founded. Clouds were gathering, but I held fast the hope that those ideals might yet achieve a fuller and richer development without suffering the grievous onslaught of war. But it was not to be. The evil which we strove unceasingly and with all honesty of purpose to avert fell upon us. In this, our conscience is clear, for there is now revealed, without possibility of mistake, a long-planned scheme to subjugate by force the nations of the world, against which all our efforts for peace were doomed to break. The decisive struggle is now upon us. I am going to speak plainly to you, for in this hour of trial, I know that you would not have me do otherwise. Let no one be mistaken. It is no mere territorial conquest that our enemies are seeking. It is the overthrow, complete and final, of this empire and of everything for which it stands, and after that, the conquest of the world. And if their will prevails, they will bring to its accomplishment all the hatred and the cruelty which they have already displayed. It was not easy for us to believe that designs so evil could find a place in the human mind. But the time for doubt is long past. To all of us in this empire, to all men of vision and goodwill throughout the world, the issue is now plain. It is life or death for us all. Defeat will not mean some brief eclipse from which we shall emerge with strength renewed. It will mean destruction of our world as we have known it, and the descent of darkness upon its ruins. I speak to you today with a new vision of this empire before my eyes. And now that it has come into conflict and sharp comparison with the evil system which is attempting its destruction, its full significance appears in a brighter and more certain light. There is a word which our enemies use against us: imperialism. By it, they mean the spirit of domination and the lust of conquest. We free peoples of the empire cast that word back in their teeth. It is they who have these evil aspirations. Our one object has always been peace, a peace in which our institutions may be developed, the condition of our peoples improved, and the problems of government solved in a spirit of goodwill. This peace they have taken from us, and they are seeking to destroy all that we have striven to maintain. Against our honesty is set dishonor. Against our faithfulness is set treachery. Against our justice, a brute force. There, in clear and unmistakable opposition, lie the forces that now confront one another. The great uprising of the peoples throughout the empire shows without a doubt which will prevail. They have risen in just wrath against the thing which they detest and despise. And nothing can shake their resolution. In perfect unity of purpose, they will defend their lives and all that makes life worth living. Let no one think that my confidence is dimmed when I tell you how perilous is the ordeal which we are facing. On the contrary, it shines in my heart as brightly as it shines in yours. But confidence alone is not enough. It must be armed with courage and resolution, with endurance and self-sacrifice. These are the high qualities that the men of the homeland and the men from overseas, in an unending stream, are bringing to the struggle on land and sea and in the air. At this moment, our thoughts are turned to our fighting men and to those who love them, mothers, wives, and sweethearts at home. Beside them stand the soldiers of our old ally, France, and with them, Poland and Norway, Belgium and Holland, peoples upon whose peaceful land has fallen all the horror of treacherous and unprovoked aggression. At this fateful hour we turn, as our fathers before us have turned in all times of trial, to God Most High. Here in the old country, I have asked that Sunday next should be observed as a day of national prayer. It may be possible for many of our brothers overseas to join their prayers with ours. Let us, with one heart and soul, humbly but confidently, commit our cause to God and ask His aid that we may valiantly defend the right as it is given to us to see it. So now, peoples of the Empire, men and women in all quarters of the globe, I say to you, put into your task, whatever it may be, all of the courage and purpose of which you are capable. Keep your hearts proud and your resolve unshaken. Let us go forward to that task as one man, a smile on our lips and our heads held high. And with God's help, we shall not fail.
Just heard an address by King George VI of Great Britain speaking in London.